Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mark and Kitchen on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Coming at ya!
All right, hour two of the Mark and Kitchen Show, 401-737-1287. We'll talk to Kevin Todd of the sportsbrokers.com about 20 minutes. I have a lock of the weekend, absolute cold lock. It's going to hit. I still won't be comfortable enough putting all my money on it, but it's a lock. Trust me, it's not going to not hit. More on that later. Okay, the Boston Celtics. We'll get to them before we get back to some of the other stuff. Obviously, there's a problem. Now, I'm not going to get on Ime Udoka that quickly. It's been two games. Here's the problem with the Celtics. Number one, they lose to too many teams where the Celtics have the best player slash players. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, that's
in the NBA, when you have the better player, a close game down the stretch, you need to win the Knicks. Mm-hmm. You have to win those games. They're not winning those games. That's the problem. And I think overall, the reason that's happening, the culture that was created under Brad Stevens and as a byproduct under Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, not good enough. And I think it starts in practice. I don't know, but my guess is practices aren't intense enough. Winning and the intensity that you need to take from practice to the games isn't starting where it needs to start, which is in practice, and they're not able to bring it to the games. The mentality, obviously the talent is there. Tatum has the talent. Brown has the talent. Robert Williams is a talented dude.
Yep.
But they're just not able. I mean, they start moping and slouching when they miss shots. That's not going to do it. You know, you can't be such a front runner. The Celtics need to change their mentality each and every practice. That's my take. That's where I think this begins. In practice, it's not intense enough. There's not enough urgency, and that urgency does not translate over to the game. The game is, okay, hopefully the shots are falling, and if they are, we'll be in a good place. It's not born in practice where we say to ourselves, all right, we're going to practice where if it doesn't work out in terms of shooting the ball, our percentage isn't where we want it to be, that's okay because we're still a tenacious, ferocious team and we're going to find a way to beat and battle and do whatever to win. I don't think it's happening in practice. And I think practice is just used as, all right, well, let's get out there. Let's put up some shots. So when the game happens, we hopefully can make those shots. But as you know, you live and die by the three and all those cliches. It doesn't always happen. The shots don't always fall. And you have to be prepared as a team when they aren't falling to handle that. And I don't think the Celtics they're not capable of handling that right now. We're seeing that, and I think it starts in practice. The urgency and the mentality at practice isn't where it needs to be, and it translates over into the games. They don't practice like, and obviously this is asking a lot, but we always used to hear Tom Brady at practice, how intense he was, the accountability he held everybody to at practice. Michael Jordan at practice, getting into fights at practice because it was so intense. Kobe Bryant, practice. They just don't have it. You know what? Another guy that I think has it a little bit?
Who?
Giannis. Intense. You know, he doesn't want to lose. I don't see that out of the Celtics. I see a really skilled Jason Tatum, and I also question, overall, their conditioning. How conditioned are they? It's nice that Jason Tatum's arms are bigger, and he worked on his fadeaway, whatever. How conditioned is he to play defense every time up and down the court? How a part of their offseason training regimen is conditioning? So all those things, it starts in practice, whether it's conditioning after practice, before practice, in the offseason, whether it's the mentality you establish at practice that will translate into the games and the intensity and the urgency. It starts at practice. Their practices must suck, and that is why it is not translating over to the games, because the effort isn't there. The talent is there. The effort is not there, and obviously the coaching will see. But the talent is there. The effort isn't there.
In 3 seconds, we'll find out if Devin's worth his salt as a producer. 3, 2, 1. Well, Devin's not a very good producer. How could you not listen to that rant from Mark about practice and not have AI ready? How do you do that? No, you got to be better than that, Devin. Got to be better than that, Devin.
Listen.
Listen, here's the thing.
Do you disagree? Like, where do you stand?
I don't know. I don't see practice. So
no,
I
none of us
do. I can't gauge on that. You know, game one, the end of the game, you had 3 opportunities in a row to take control of that game, take the lead, and potentially walk away with the win. And their legs were dead. Jaylen Brown couldn't hit that dunk. Sugar couldn't get up for the layup. And I forget who the third one was. I think it was Robert Williams, but I don't remember. But it's 3 in a row.
Oh, the missed dunk
culminating with the missed dunk from Jaylen Brown. So, yeah, I mean, I could give you that, but it was game one, so I don't know. You kind of work your way back into shape to a certain extent. But, yeah, you should already be in shape. You're getting paid $30 million. Can you run on a Tuesday in May or whatever it is, July? They didn't live or die by the 3 last night. You know why they got crushed last night?
Why?
Because they couldn't grab a goddamn rebound. And they were getting slaughtered in the paint by a team that's really not that good.
But that's what I'm saying. This all comes back to the intensity that they're playing with. I mean, intense teams, rebounding is about heart.
Yeah.
And that's where it all comes back to. Like,
I'm going to challenge Udoka last night, because when you were playing well, the first 4 minutes were the grossest basketball I've ever seen in my life from both teams. But when they started to play well, they had Horford and Robert Williams on the floor together. And then it reverts to Horford's now the backup center. In the rotation wise, why are you you're watching your team get destroyed on rebounds, and the Raptors are getting second chance opportunity after second chance opportunity. I think in the second quarter, the Raptors had already had 13 offensive rebounds. Like, that's a good game for the other team. They had that by the second quarter.
Yeah.
And that's been a problem for a long time. That's been the problem. That was even one of the problems that the Big Three era had. They weren't a good rebounding team, yeah. And it cost them big time. Go back and watch that second Lakers series. Yeah. That's really what cost them.
They lost Perk.
Yeah, but you still couldn't grab a goddamn rebound anywhere.
Listen.
Nobody could. There's a couple of, you know, for Tatum, it's nice. Yeah, he got bigger. He got stronger. He now knows how to use his shoulder to create space for that fadeaway that you were talking about. That's all well and good. I'm glad he works on his game. He really does work on his game. But the other thing he needs to work on is shutting his friggin' mouth.
Yeah.
Because how many times I watched 2 possessions in a row where he was more worried about bitching at the ref for not getting a call, which would have been a ticky-tack call anyway, you child. And he didn't get back on defense, and they gave up too easy.
Yeah.
Celtics need better shooters, too. They don't have anyone that scares me that's a shooter. They need more shooting depth.
I mean, they've got guys that can shoot. They could, they don't have Duncan Robinson out there. But I don't think that's the problem.
It would be nice to get another shooter, but, to your point, that's not the real overall problem they have.
The problem is intensity. Have you ever seen the movie, and I'm going to throw a movie at you.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Eddie?
Yeah, that
Whoopi Goldberg.
Sucks.
Oh, come on.
It's so bad.
Whoopi Goldberg. Whatever.
So bad it's good.
I've seen that movie a couple times. So bad it's good. But listen.
I don't know if it's bad
I think that's the movie I'm thinking of. But there's a scene in that movie where Whoopi Goldberg takes over as the coach of the Knicks.
Yeah.
And there's one point where she goes into practice. I think it was a practice. And, you know, one guy's, he's talking to his agent. He's talking about the next marketing or commercial he's going to be in. And another guy's talking to his girlfriends on the side. And another guy's, you know, getting a massage. Like, nobody's actually doing anything. That's almost what it feels. I'm not saying the Celtics are just a bunch of prima donnas. I'm just saying it feels like that's what they do at practice. I don't think they have the intensity at practice. The end of the game situations, are they practicing those? I mean, they're just, something's missing. And it's not the talent. They've got some of the best players in the league. You know, a top 15 guy and a top whatever guy, 30. You've got You've got guys. You've got continuity. Guys have been playing together for a while. What is it? It has to be the intensity and the mentality that you put forth on a given night. Like, it just, it starts in the practices, and it's got to translate to the games. I don't know what else it is, because, you know, every team goes through tough stretches. Every team gives up easy baskets at points. But to, this has gone on for so long now. I don't know what else it could be. It had to have been the culture that was established under Brad Stevens and with Jason Tatum, and I don't know how far back it goes. Practice isn't intense enough, and they don't get at each other enough so that it's translating into the game, where these things that are happening in the game are just unacceptable because they don't happen in practice. Somebody's got to hold them to a higher standard in practice. That's my take on the Celtics.
I think, honestly, the biggest problem with the team is that their best player isn't their leader. And I'm not saying I want the Jason Tatum of current to become their leader, because he doesn't have the mindset for that. You look at most of the great teams or championship teams throughout NBA history, typically their best player was their emotional core, was their leader, was the driving force behind what they wanted to do.
That's why I brought up Giannis. I feel like that's the type of guy they don't have. No, that mentality.
That's a great example. You know, you bring up Jordan, you bring up Kobe, or
those
whatever.
Are unfair. But I don't think Giannis is unfair.
No, but I mean, you could go anywhere, like Isaiah Thomas with the Pistons. You know what I'm saying? You could go to Hakeem Olajuwon with the Rockets of the 90s. That guy was the most responsible one out there. And unfortunately, your leaders, your guys that you look to kind of be the guiding light for the other players, aren't one of your two best players. That's a big problem. It's a bigger problem than people realize. The only reason the Bulls got there, because their best player was that guy. He was maniacal. The Patriots, their best player was maniacal. Now, it started to slip a little bit at the end with Brady, like not showing up to certain things, but we know what was going on there. It's different. Larry Bird, maniacal. You want to go back to the Celtics of 2008? Your real leader was KG.
Kevin Garnett. That's right.
He was your best player.
Best player.
He was your best player, and I love Paul Pierce, but Kevin Garnett was your best player, and he got everyone to rally around him and them, and that's how it worked.
And he was good enough to do it. He wasn't Marcus Smart. You know what I mean? If Marcus Smart is intense, and he's the one that's trying to really make practice intense, that just doesn't mean as much as if it was your best player.
That no, because you know what that guy looks like to your best players? He looks like a nuisance. He's bothering me. It's like, dude,
I know what I need to do to get my game.
I'm much better than you. You're going to tell me what I need to do?
Correct.
And that's the worst attitude, and I think that's part of the problem with Tatum and Brown. I've liked much more what I've seen out of Brown in these two games than I have out of Tatum.
Oh, 100%.
It's not even close.
Yeah, no. But that's just it. The best player, you know, if you're in a classroom, and you have a teacher, the head teacher, and you have a teacher's aide, and the head teacher wants to sit back and play bingo, but the teacher's aide is like, no, we need to do more math. This class isn't ready for the quiz. Who is the class going to take their cues from? And what will the culture be in the class? It's going to be because the teacher, the main teacher, wants to play bingo and thinks, yeah, we're good with doing the math. No matter how intense the TA might be, it doesn't matter. Tatum is the teacher, and Marcus Smart, if that's the way it is the TA. So I don't even know if that's what's going on. But you have to have the leader and the best person for that job be the one that's driving the ship in terms of, you know, saying this is what we need to do. We need to be more intense and setting the proper example. And it's not happening for the Celtics. I don't know if it's during the games, at practice, off season, weight, whatever it is, conditioning. Tatum and Brown, but Tatum specifically, is not getting it done in one way or another from a leadership. Forget about his end of game execution, because that's not there. And losing games when you're the best player on the floor, because that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I think it all goes back even before that. Yeah, would I like him to hit a few more game winners when he has the ball and all that skill and the game's on the line? Yes. I think the bigger problem is the mentality that he puts forth in practice.
Met up.
And that whole...
We just talk about practice. We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
I don't know. Like, Iverson didn't win anything, though.
Yeah, and I was going to bring that up. When he was your leader and that was the attitude, what did you win?
Right.
And this was after 2001 when they had made the finals. This was after that. They didn't do anything. I don't think they ever made it out of the first round again. When Charles Barkley was the leader of the 76ers, They never, he didn't practice. He would just get up on the treadmill and eat a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. And that's all he would do. And he'd yell at the guys, "You got to practice harder. Your fat ass isn't practicing, so shut up. Who are you?" And we're not winning. Yeah. So what's going on here? The one year that he actually did it, the Phoenix Suns made it to the finals. And then it reverted again.
That was coming off the 92 Dream Team, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know. We're not there.
No, but I think that team motivated Charles, you know?
Might have.
Well, I think the trade motivated him. You know, he was trying to get the hell out of Philly. But my point being is that you can't just have that guy be your best player. He also has to have the right mindset.
Yes.
Allen Iverson didn't have the, as much as I love Allen Iverson, did not have the right mindset. As much as I love Charles Barkley, he didn't have the right mindset, which is why Michael Jordan told Scottie Pippen he will never win a championship, referring to Barkley.
Basketball is about talent, but there's more to it than just that, especially in the NBA. There's more to it. And all of the teams that we have seen win, you know, even give LeBron some credit when he goes into that zero dark 30 mode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is completely focused and has his mind where it needs to be as a leader. We saw that during those runs. I just think that they don't have the Celtics. Tatum's really good. It's not like he's the best player in the league. So there's not that level of talent. So you can't get away with everything just based on talent. When you factor that in, you have to have a different attitude. You have to have a killer attitude, and that has to extend into practice. It just can't be a shoot around. You've got to have something established in the practices that translates into the games. That intensity has to be there, and it hasn't been there. And I can't imagine it's just going to, hey, we'll flip a switch and do it in games. It has to start in practice. Therefore, I conclude their practices are not where they need to be. That's my conclusion. All right. We'll get it trending, and we'll talk to Kevin Todd at sportsbrokers.com. I'll give you my lock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.